Diamonds for you. This is Phyllis.
Hi, good afternoon, Phyllis. This is Tom with RDI. How are you?
I'm fine.
Great. I was reaching out to Beverly if she was available.
Sure. And tell me your name again.
Yes, my name is Tom with RDI Diamonds.
1 minute, please.
Sure.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Hi, Beverly. I'm doing well. How have you been?
Well, we're just floating along here.
Yeah, on cloud nine, I hope.
Well, not exactly. Just trying to come up with ways to bring people in. So
uh-huh.
We do a lot of repairs, but we need to do a little more jewelry selling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know the repairs is what can initially bring in traffic, but you want to make sales as well. That's so you're
going to
make more of your profits.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, but a lot of times we'll sell something because they come in on repair, but we're doing a lot of gold and silver buying, which we were getting so much silver, we had to kind of put a stop on that for a little bit because the company the refinery we were using, they were kind of overloaded on it, so they put a halt on the sending any. So people are a lot of, instead of buying, they're selling and trying to make something off of what they have,
mm-hmm.
inheritance and different things.
Yeah. Well, I think that, you know, once hopefully gold stabilizes a little bit more, that'll, you know, kind of give people more of an indicator of where, you know, where prices are and whatnot. I know it's a little bit volatile right now.
Yes, and who knows how long that will be and if it will come down, you know. Had a vendor saying that he saw it going up to 6,000 before it would come down, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, it was at 53 or 5,400 and dropped to 4,400, so it has come down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know where it'll actually, what number it'll sit at for, you know, for an extended
mm-hmm.
period of time.
Mm-hmm. So it's a big adjustment, you know, for customers and for us trying to figure out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
So how's your end going? Are y'all doing okay?
Yeah, we're doing okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're staying fairly steady. It seems like there's been a little bit of a shift back to natural diamonds this year. From what I'm seeing across the country. Are you noticing
smaller
that on
ones
end?
Or large ones or?
Believe it or not, we're getting more requests for larger natural.
Wow.
Yeah, and I really even, you know, your bread and butter sizes like your carat to carat and a half range
mm-hmm.
has been pretty popular because the pricing is so good right now. Yeah, I just actually sold a 1 carat today, GVS2, GIA, XXX. For $3,200, which was over $5,000 a carat just a few years ago.
They've been forced to do that because of the lab being going so well.
Right, which hopefully will help prop up naturals again, and people will realize that at least there's a value attached to them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I find that the older people, more my age, a lot of them want the natural diamonds, and everybody's wondering, well, how is it going to hold, everything going to hold its value in the lab? I said, well, I don't know, you know. So we're selling a lot of lab because the young people want a real large look. You know, the things have changed a lot, and the guys can afford something in the lab for the big look.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's been one constant with the lab grown, and that's been decreasing value since day one. It's never went up in price, so it doesn't hold its value at all. That's a guarantee.
Mm. Yeah. Well, how's your weather up there? Are you still having some bad weather?
It's starting to warm up a little bit. We're creeping towards spring, Beverly. It hasn't been great, but at least the snow stopped.
Yeah.
All in all, it hasn't been all that bad. How's it been in your neck of the woods?
Pretty good. This area is known for, you know, a lot of like dogwood winter, blackberry winter, and that kind of stuff. So it's kind of back and forth. The other week it was 80 degrees, and then it's supposed to drop down this weekend to in the 50s. And a few weeks ago, we had the prettiest little snowfall all morning long, got about an inch, and then, you know, it melted. So it's just kind of odd from the 30s to the 80s.
Oh, my gosh, yeah, that's a big big difference in temperature.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't stay. It's not like New York where it's going to snow a blizzard and then, you know, melt in a few hours up there. Stays
mm-hmm.
around.
You don't have to worry, right, you don't have to worry about the snow being around too long so you don't have
yeah.
to drive in it.
Right, usually not, yeah. But, yeah, just don't know what the weather's going to be. That's safe if you plant a garden. You know, wait till the 1st of May at least.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for here, for up here, definitely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you'd have a lot shorter season, I guess, there.
Unfortunately, that's the case, yeah. But we're used to it by now.
Mm, yeah. I guess you'll stay there if you're used to it.
Yeah, family keeps me here, Beverly. Otherwise, I probably would have moved a little further south by now.
Yeah. Now, your in-laws are in Canada, aren't they?
They are, yes. Yeah, great memory.
I was thinking, you have two children. Yep. Is it boys or?
Two girls.
Two girls, okay.
Two girls, yes.
Okay.
My oldest, she's 4 and a half, and then my youngest turns 3 in about a month.
Oh, okay. So and are your parents in New York?
My parents are, yes. They're in the same town that I live in, so they're you know, they're just about 10 minutes away, so that makes it nice. We see them quite a bit.
Yeah, that's nice to have a babysitter.
Mm-hmm. Oh, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, my wife, her family helps out quite a bit too, of course, when we go there. And
yeah.
Believe it or not, we're only about 3 hours away from where her family is, so we're so close to the border that it's not all that bad. We usually get up there monthly.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I wish I had an order for you, but I don't, you know. I've got to have somebody come in.
Yeah, well, keep me in mind. I feel that we're gonna have a good diamond sale sooner or later, Beverly. I know it's been quite
yeah.
some time, but hopefully
we'll
get
I say you're persistent, you persevere, and you're hanging in there, so that's all you can do.
Absolutely. Well, you know, I was just thinking, I know that you're looking for new ways to, you know, generate business for your, you know, your store, Beverly.
Uh-huh.
We have, we actually have an event here that we host every
uh-huh.
April and October. We have one in a few weeks.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're interested in attending. We get about 30 stores that come to our office, and we do a lot of, basically it's a lot of like-minded individuals that are, you know, that collaborate together. From what I find is, you know, a lot of stores have the same problems, whether you had it a couple of years ago or another store had it, you know, just last week, and, you know, find ways to, you know, solve each other's problems more or less. It's, you know, very non-compete environment. If you're interested, basically you find your way here and then we take care of the rest once you're here.
We're so tied down here and we're not good travelers, but really we have nobody we can leave the store with right now. It's a problem. So
okay.
Two new people and everything, but
what are your hours?
8:30 we get here, open at 9, close at 5:30, and then leave close to 6.
Okay.
So
are you open on Mondays?
Monday through Friday.
Monday through Friday. Okay.
We quit opening on Saturday a long time ago because people started going out of town a lot into the, you know, next city. So we've got like Huntsville, Alabama. We've got Nashville and Chattanooga surrounded by them. So a lot of people go shopping.
Yeah, the bigger cities. Well,
yes.
Our event is it's a Sunday and a Monday, so we typically try to, you know, have it where you're not away from your store for an extended period of time.
Yeah.
So maybe something to consider for, you know, even our October event, if you can, you know.
Well, have you thought of doing a video of it? Having a video, something online where people could watch it?
That's not a bad idea. Again, to have everybody, you know, interact with one another. It's better with everybody in person.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know,
yeah.
we have a couple of guest speakers, actually really
mm-hmm.
strong lineup for this upcoming event. But,
yeah,
that's not a bad idea, virtual.
Virtual, I couldn't think of the word. So, okay, well, it's good to talk to you, and I'm glad you're doing well.
Yeah, thank you, Beverly. Well, all the best, and keep me in mind if you have any special orders that you are able to fulfill from your store.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.